to the somebody. That's my job. I try and nothing comes out. I lick my mouth. Jack.
What's that?
He bends nearer. I curl up with my head in my arms.
It's okay. No one's going to hurt you. Tell me your name a little louder.
It's easier to say if I don't look at him. Jack.
Jackie?
Jack.
Oh, right. Sorry. Your dad's gone now, Jack.
What's he saying about? The baby starts pulling at his, the thing over his shirt. It's a jacket.
I'm Ajit, by the way.
The man person says.
And this is my daughter. Hang on, Naisha. Jack needs a band-aid for that ouchie on his knee. Let's see if...
He's feeling in all the bits of his bag.
Raja's really sorry he bit you.
The dog doesn't look sorry. He's got all pointy, dirty teeth. Did he drink my blood like a vampire?
You don't look too good, Jack. Have you been sick lately?
I shake my head. Ma.
What's that?
Ma throwed up on my t-shirt. The baby's talking more, but not in language. She's grabbing the Raja dog's ears. Why isn't she scared of him?
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
Says the Ajit man. I don't say anything else.
The police should be here any minute, okay?
He's turned to look up the street. The Naisha baby's crying a bit now. He bounces her on his knee.
Home to Ami in a minute, home to bed.
I think about bed, the warm. He's pressing the little buttons on his phone and talking more, but I don't listen. I want to get away. But I think if I move, the Raja dog will bite me and drink more of my blood. I'm sitting on a line, so there's some of me in one square and some in another. My eaten finger hurts and hurts, and so does my knee, the right one. There's blood coming out of it where the skin broke. It was red, but it's going black. There's a pointy oval beside my foot. I try to pick it up, but it's stuck. Then it comes in my fingers. It's a leaf. It's a leaf from a real tree like the one that was on Skylight that day. I look up. There's a tree over me that must have dropped the leaf. The huge light pole is blinding me. The whole bigness of the sky behind it is black now. The pink and orange bits are gone where? The air's moving in my face. I'm shaking by accident.
You must be cold. Are you cold?
I think it's the baby Naisha that the Ajit man is asking, but it's me. I know because he's taking off his jacket and holding it out to me.
Here.
I shake my head because it's a person jacket. I never had a jacket.
How did you lose your shoes?
What shoes? The Ajit man stops talking after that. A car stops. I know what kind it is. It's a cop car from TV. Persons get out. Two of them. Short hair. One black hair, one yellowy hair, and all moving quick. Ajit talks to them. The baby Naisha is trying to get away, but he keeps her in his arms, not hurting, I don't think. Raja is lying down on some brownish stuff. It's grass. I thought it would be green. There's some squares of it all along the sidewalk. I wish I had the note still, but old Nick disappeared it. I don't know the words. They got bumped out of my head. Ma's in room still. I want her here so much, much, much. Old Nick ran off driving fast in his truck, but where's he going? Not the lake or the trees anymore, because he saw me not be dead. I was allowed to kill him, but I didn't manage it. I have a suddenly terrible idea. Maybe he went back to room. Maybe he's there right now making door beep, beep, open, and he's mad. It's my fault for not being dead.
Jack?
I look for the mouth moving. It's the police, the one that's a she, I think, but it's hard to tell. The black hair, not the yellow.
Jack?
How does she know?
I'm Officer O. Can you tell me how old you are?
I have to save Ma. I have to talk to the police to get the blowtorch, but my mouth isn't working. She's got a thing on her belt. It's a gun, just like a police on TV. What if they're bad police, like locked up St. Peter? I never thought of that. I look at the belt, not the face. It's a cool belt with a buckle.
Do you know your age?
Easy peasy. I hold up 5 fingers.
5 years old. Great.
Officer O says something I don't hear. Then about a dress. She says it twice. I talk as loud as I can, but not looking. I don't have a dress.
No? Where do you sleep at night?
In wardrobe.
In a wardrobe?
Try, Ma saying in my head, but old Nick's beside her. He's the maddest ever, and...
Did you say in a wardrobe?
You've got 3 dresses. I mean, Ma, one is pink, and one is green with stripes, and one is brown, but she prefers jeans.
Your Ma, is that what you said? Is that who's got the dresses?
Nodding's easier.
Where's your Ma tonight?
In room.
In a room, okay. Which room?
Room.
Can you tell us where it is?
I remember something. Not on any map. She does a breath out. I don't think my answers are any good. The other police is a he, maybe. I never saw hair like that for real. It's nearly see-through.
We're at Navajo and Alcott. Got a disturbed juvenile, possible domestic?
I think he's talking to his phone. It's like playing parrot. I know the words, but I don't know what they mean. He comes closer to Officer O.
Any joy?
Slow going.
Same with the witness. Suspect's white male, maybe 5'10", 40s, 50s. Fled the scene in a maroon or dark brown pickup, possibly an F-150 or a Ram. Starts K-9-3, could be a B or a P, no state.
The man you were with, was that your dad?
Officer O is talking to me again. I don't have one.
Your mom's boyfriend?
I don't have one. I said that before. Am I allowed to say it twice?
Do you know his name?
I make me remember. Adit.
No, the other guy, the one who went off in the truck.
Old Nick. I whisper it because he wouldn't like me saying.
What's that?
Old Nick.
That's negative.
The man police says at his phone.
Suspect GOA, first name Nick, Nicholas, no second name.
And what's your Ma called?
Ma.
Has she got another name?
I hold up 2 fingers.
2 of them. Great. Can you remember what they are?
They were in the note that he disappeared. I suddenly remember a bit. He stole us. Officer O sits down beside me on the ground. It's not like floor. It's all hard and shivery.
Jack, would you like a blanket?
I don't know. Blanket's not here.
You've got some nasty cuts there. Did this Nick guy hurt you?
The man police is back. He holds out a blue thing to me I don't touch.
Go ahead.
He says at his phone. Officer O folds the blue thing around me. It's not fleecy gray like blanket. It's rougher.
How did you get those cuts?
The dog is a vampire. I look for Raja and his humans, but they're disappeared. This finger it bit, and my knee was the ground.
Beg your pardon?
The street. It hit me.
Go ahead.
The man police says that. He's talking at his phone again. Then he looks at Officer O and says,
should I get on to child protection?
Give me another couple minutes. Jack, I bet you're good at telling stories.
How does she know? The man police looks at his watch that he's got stuck on his wrist. I remember Ma's wrist that doesn't work right. Is old Nick there now? Is he twisting her wrist or her neck? Is he ripping her in pieces?
Do you think you could tell me what happened tonight?
Officer O grins at me.
And maybe you could talk real slow and clear? because my ears don't work too well.
Maybe she's deaf, but she doesn't talk with her fingers like deafs on TV.
Copy.
You ready?
It's me her eyes are on. I shut mine and pretend it's Ma I'm talking to. That makes me brave. We did a trick, I say very slow. Me and Ma, we were pretending I was sick, and then I was dead, but really I'll unwrap myself and jump out of the truck. Only I was meant to jump at the first slowing down, but I didn't manage.
Okay, what happened then?
That's Officer O's voice right beside my head. I still don't look, or I'll forget the story. I had a note in my underwear, but he disappeared it. I've still got tooth. I put my fingers in my sock for him. I open my eyes.
Can I see that?
She tries to take tooth, but I don't let her. It's of Ma.
That's your Ma that you were talking about?
I think her brain's not working like her ears aren't. How could Ma be a tooth? I shake my head. Just a bit of her dead spit that fell out. Officer O looks at tooth up close, and her face gets all hard. The man police shakes his head and says something I can't hear.
Jack, you told me you were supposed to jump out of the truck the first time it slowed down?
Yeah, but I was still in rug. Then I unpeeled a banana, but I wasn't scave enough. I'm looking at Officer O, and I'm talking at the same time. But after the third time stopping, the truck went, whoa!
It went what?
Like, I show her. All a different way.
It turned.
Yeah, and I got banged, and he, old Nick, he climbed out all mad, and that's when I jumped.
Bingo.
Officer O claps her hands.
Huh?
Three stop signs and a turn, left or right?
She waits.
And never mind, great job, Jack.
She's staring down the street, and then she's got a thing in her hand like a phone. Where did that come from? She's watching the little screen.
Get them to cross-ref the partial plates with try Carlingford Avenue, maybe Washington Drive.
I don't see Raja and Ajit and Naisha anymore at all. Did the dog go to jail?
No, no. It was an honest mistake.
Go ahead.
The man police tells his phone. He shakes his head at Officer O. She stands up.
Hey, maybe Jack can find the house for us. Would you like a ride in a patrol car?
I can't get up. She puts out her hand, but I pretend I don't see. I put one foot under, then another, and I'm up a bit dizzy. At the car, I climb in where the door's open. Officer O sits in the back, too, and clicks the seatbelt on me. I go small so her hand doesn't touch except the blue blanket. The car's moving now, not so rattly like the truck. It's soft and humming. A bit like that couch in the TV planet with the puffy hair lady asking questions, only it's Officer O.
This room, is it in a bungalow or are there stairs?
It's not a house. I'm watching the shiny bit in the middle. It's like mirror, but tiny. I see the man police's face in it. He's the driver. His eyes are looking at me backwards in the little mirror, so I look out the window instead. Everything's slipping past, making me giddy. There's all light that comes out of the car onto the road. It paints over everything. Here comes another car, a white one, super fast. It's going to crash into...
It's okay.
I take my hands off my face. The other car's gone. Did this one disappear it?
Anything ringing a bell?
I don't hear any bells. It's all trees and houses and cars dark. Ma, Ma, Ma. I don't hear her in my head. She's not talking. His hands are so tight around her. Tighter, tighter, tighter. She can't talk. She can't breathe. She can't anything. Alive things bend, but she's bent and bent and...
Does this look like it might be your street?
I haven't got a street.
I mean, the street this Nick guy took you from tonight.
I never saw it.
What's that?
I'm tired of staying. Officer O clicks with her tongue.
No sign of any pickups except that black one back there.
Might as well pull over.
The car stops. I'm sorry.
You figure some kind of cult? The long hair, no surnames, the state of that tooth?
Officer O twists her mouth.
Jack, is there daylight in this room of yours?
It's night. Didn't she notice?
I mean, in the daytime. Where does the light come in?
Skylight.
There's a skylight. Excellent.
Go ahead.
The man police says at his phone. Officer O was looking at her shiny screen again.
Sat's showing a couple houses with attic skylights on Carlingford.
Room's not in a house, I say again.
I'm having trouble understanding, Jack. What's it in, then?
Nothing. Room's inside. Ma's there, and old Nick, too. He wants somebody to be dead, and it's not me.
So what's outside it?
Outside.
Tell me more about what's outside.
Gotta hand it to you. You don't give up.
Am I the you?
Go on, Jack. Tell me about what's just outside this room.
Outside! I have to explain fast for Ma. Wait, Ma, wait for me. It's got stuff for real, like ice cream and trees and stores and airplanes and farms and the hammock. Officer O is nodding. I have to try harder. I don't know what. But it's locked and we don't know the code.
You wanted to unlock the door and get outside?
Like Alice.
Is Alice another friend of yours?
I nod. She's in the book.
Alice in Wonderland, for crying out loud.
I know that bit. But how did he read our book? He was never in room. Do you know the bit where her crying makes a pond?
What's that?
He looks at me backwards in the little mirror. Her crying makes a pond, remember?
Your ma was crying?
Outsiders don't understand anything. I wonder, do they watch too much TV? No, Alice. She's always wanting to get into the garden, like us.
You wanted to get into the garden, too?
It's a backyard, but we don't know the secret code.
This room's right by the backyard?
I shake my head. Officer O rubs her face.
Work with me here, Jack. Is this room near a backyard?
Not near.
Okay.
Ma, ma, ma. It's all around.
This room's in the backyard?
Yeah. I made Officer O happy, but I don't know how.
Here we go, here we go.
She's looking at her screen and pressing buttons.
Freestanding rear structures on Carlingford and Washington.
Skylight.
Right, with a skylight.
Is that TV?
No, it's a photo of all these streets. The camera's way up in space.
Outer space?
Yeah.
Cool. Officer O's voice gets all excited.
349 Washington, shed in the rear, lit skylight. Gotta be.
That's 349 Washington.
The man police is saying at his phone.
Go ahead.
He looks back in the mirror.
Owner's name doesn't match, but Caucasian male, DOB 121061.
Vehicle?
Go ahead.
He says again. He waits.
2001 Silverado Brown, K93P742.
Bingo.
We're en route. Request backup to 349 Washington.
The car's turning right around the other way. Then we're moving faster. It swirls me. We're stopped. Officer O's looking out the window at a house.
No lights on.
He's in room. He's making her be dead. but the crying is melting my words, so I can't hear them. Behind us, there's another car just like this one. More police persons getting out.
Sit tight, Jack.
Officer O's opening the door.
We're going to go find your ma.
I jump, but her hand is making me stay in the car. Me too, I'm trying to say, but all that comes out is tears. She's got a big flashlight she switches on.
This officer will stay right here with you.
A face I never saw before pushes in. No!
Give him some space.
Officer O tells the new police. The blowtorch, I remember, but it's too late. She's gone already. There's a creak and the back of the car pops up. The trunk, that's what it's called. I put my hands over my head so nothing can get in. Not faces, not lights, not noises, not smells. Ma, ma, don't be dead, don't be dead, don't be dead. I count to 100 like Officer O said, but I'm not any calmer. I do to 500. The numbers aren't working. My back is jumping and shaking. It must be from being cold. Where's the blanket falling? A terrible sound. The police in the front seat is blowing his nose. He does a tiny smile and pokes the tissue in his nose. I look away. I stare out the window at the house with no lights. A bit of it is open now that wasn't before, I don't think. The garage, a huge dark square. I'm looking for hundreds of hours. My eyes get prickly. Someone comes out of the dark, but it's another police I never saw before. Then a person that's Officer O, and beside her. I'm thumping, banging on the car door, but I don't know how. I have to smash the glass, but I can't. Ma, 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 ma. Ma makes the door be open, and I fall halfway out. She's got me. She scooped me all up. It's her for real. She's 100% alive.
We did it,
she says when we're both in the back of the car together.
Well, you did it, really.
I'm shaking my head. I kept messing up the plan.
You saved me.
She kisses my eye and holds me tight. Was he there?
No, I was all by myself, just waiting. It was the longest hour of my life. The next thing I knew was the door exploded open, and I thought I was having a heart attack.
The blowtorch.
No, they used a shotgun.
I want to see the explosion.
It was only for a second. You can see another sometime, I promise.
Ma's grinning.
We can do anything now.
Why?
Because we're free.
I'm dizzy. My eyes shut without me. I'm so sleepy I think my head's going to fall off. Ma's talking in my ear. She says we need to go talk to some more police. I snuggle against her. Want to go to bed.
They'll find us somewhere to sleep in a little while.
No, bed.
You mean in room?
Ma's pulled back. She's staring in my eyes. Yeah, I've seen the world, and I'm tired now.
Oh, Jack, we're never going back.
The car starts moving, and I'm crying so much, I can't stop.
After.
Officer O is riding in front. She looks different backwards. She turns around and smiles at me.
Here's the precinct. Can you climb out? I'll carry you.
She opens the car and cold air jumps in. I go small. She pulls at me, makes me stand up, and I bang my ear on the car. She's walking with me up on her hip. I cling onto her shoulders. It's dark, but then there's lights, quick, quick, like fireworks.
Vultures.
Where?
No pictures.
What pictures? I don't see any vultures. I only see person faces with machines flashing and black fat sticks. They're shouting, but I can't understand. Officer O tries to put the blanket over my head. I push it off. Ma's running. I'm shaking all about. We're inside a building, and it's 1,000% bright, so I put my hand over my eyes. The floor's all shiny hard, not like floor. The walls are blue, and more of them. It's too loud. There's persons everywhere, not friends of mine. A thing like a spaceship all lit up with things inside all in their little squares like bags of chips and chocolate bars. I go look and try and touch, but they're locked up in the glass. Ma pulls my hand.
This way. No, right in here.
We're in a room that's quieter. A huge, wide man says,
I do apologize about the media presence. We've upgraded to a trunk system, but they've got these new tracking scanners.
He's sticking out his hand. Ma puts me down and does his hand up and down like persons in TV.
And you, sir, I understand you've been a remarkably courageous young man.
That's me he's looking at. But he doesn't know me and why he says I'm a man. Ma sits down in a chair that's not our chairs and lets me in her lap. I try to rock, but it's not rocker. Everything's wrong.
Now, I appreciate it's late, and your son's got some abrasions that need looking at, and they're on standby for you at the Cumberland Clinic. It's a very nice facility.
What kind of facility?
Psychiatric.
We're not...
He butts in.
They'll be able to give you all the appropriate care. It's very private. But as a matter of priority, I do need to go over your statement tonight in more detail as you're able.
Ma's nodding.
Now, certain of my lines of questioning may be distressing. Would you prefer Officer O remain for this interview?
Whatever. No.
She yawns.
Your son's been through a lot tonight. Perhaps he should wait outside while we cover,
But we're in outside already.
That's okay,
says Ma, wrapping the blue blanket around me.
Don't shut it,
she says very fast to Officer O going out.
Sure.
She makes the door stay halfway open. Ma's talking to the huge man. He's calling her by one of her other names. I'm looking on the walls. They've turned creamish, like no color. There's frames with lots of words in. One with an eagle. He says, the sky's no limit. Somebody goes by the door. I jump. I wish it was shut. I want some so bad. Ma pulls her t-shirt down to her pants again.
Not right this minute. I'm talking to the captain.
And this took place... Any recollection of the date?
She shakes her head.
Late January. I'd only been back at school a couple of weeks.
I'm still thirsty. I lift her t-shirt again, and this time she puffs her breath and lets me. She curls me against her chest.
Would you, prefer...
No, let's just carry on.
It's the right. There's not much, but I don't want to climb off and switch sides because she might say, that's enough. And it's not enough. Ma's talking for ages about room and old Nick and all that. I'm too tired for listening. A sheep person comes in and tells the captain something.
Is there a problem?
No, no.
Then why is she staring at us?
Her arm goes around me tight.
I'm nursing my son. Is that okay with you, lady?
Maybe an outside. They don't know about having some. It's a secret. Ma and the captain talk a lot more. I'm nearly asleep, but it's too bright, and I can't get comfy.
What is it?
We really have to go back to room. I need toilet.
That's okay. They've got them here in the precinct.
The captain shows us the way past the amazing machine, and I touch the glass nearly at the chocolate bars. I wish I knowed the code to let them out. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 toilets, each in a little room inside a bigger room with 4 sinks and all mirrors. It's true, toilets and outside have lids on their tanks. I can't look in. When Ma pees and stands up, there's awful roaring. I cry.
It's okay,
she says, wiping my face with the flat bits of her hands.
It's just an automatic flush. Look, the toilet sees with this little eye when we're all done, and it flushes by itself. Isn't that clever?
I don't like a clever toilet looking at our butts. Ma gets me to step out of my underwear. I pooed a bit by accident when old Nick carried me.
Don't worry about it.
She does something weird. She throws my underwear in a trash. But...
You don't need them anymore. We'll get you new ones.
For Sunday treat?
No. Any day we like.
That's weird. I'd rather on a Sunday. The faucet's like the real ones in room but wrong-shaped. Ma turns it on. She wets paper and wipes my legs and my butt. She puts her hands under a machine, then hot air puffs out, like our vents, but hotter and noisy again.
It's a hand dryer. Look, do you want to try?
She's smiling at me, but I'm too tired for smiling.
Okay, just wipe your hands on your t-shirt.
Then she wraps the blue blanket around me, and we go out again. I want to look in the machine where all the cans and bags and chocolate bars are in jail. But Ma pulls me along to the room where the captain is for more talking. After hundreds of hours, Ma's standing me up. I'm all wobbly. Sleep, not in room, makes me feel sick. We're going to a kind of hospital. But wasn't that the old plan A? Sick, truck, hospital? Ma's got a blue blanket around her now. I think it's the one that was on me, but that one's still on me, so hers must be a different. The patrol car looks like the same car, but I don't know. Things in outside are tricksy. I trip on the street and nearly fall, but Ma grabs me. We're driving along. When I see a car coming, I squeeze my eyes every time.
They're on the other side, you know.
What other side?
See that line down the middle? They always have to stay on that side of it, and we stay on this side, so we don't crash.
Suddenly, we're stopped. The car opens, and a person with no face looks in. I'm screaming.
Jack, Jack.
It's a zombie! I keep my face on her tummy.
I'm Dr. Clay. Welcome to the Cumberland.
Says the no face with the deepest voice ever booming.
The mask is just to keep you safe. Want to see under?
It pulls the white bit up, and a man person smiling, an extra brown face with the tiniest triangle of black chin. He lets the mask back on. Snap. His talk comes through the white.
Here's one for each of you.
Ma takes the masks.
Do we have to?
Think of everything floating around that your son's probably never come in contact with before.
Okay.
She puts one mask on her and one on me with loops around my ears. I don't like the way it presses. I don't see anything floating around, I whisper to Ma.
Germs.
I thought they were only in room. I didn't know the world was all full of them, too. We're walking in a big lighted building. I think it's the precinct again, but then it's not. There's a somebody called the admission coordinator tapping on, I know, it's a computer, just like in TV. They all look like the persons on the medical planet. I have to keep remembering they're real. I see the most coolest thing. It's a huge glass with corners, but instead of cans and chocolate, there's fish alive, swimming and hiding with rocks. I pull Ma's hand, but she won't come. She's still talking to the admission coordinator that has a name on her label, too. It's Pilar.
Listen, Jack.
Dr. Clay says. He bends down his legs, so he's like a giant frog. Why is he doing that? His head is nearly beside mine. His hair is just fuzz like quarter of an inch long. He doesn't have his mask anymore. It's only me and Ma.
We need to take a look at your mom in that room across the hall, okay?
It's me, he's saying. But didn't he look at her already? Ma's shaking her head.
Jack stays with me.
Dr. Kendrick, she's our general medical resident on duty. She's going to have to administer the evidence collection kit right away, I'm afraid. Blood, urine, hair, fingernail scrapings, oral swabs, vaginal, and...
Ma stares at him. She lets out her breath.
I'll just be in there,
she tells me, pointing at a door.
And I'll be able to hear you if you call, okay?
Not okay.
Please. You've been such a brave Jackerjack. Just a bit longer, okay?
I grab onto her.
Maybe he could come in and we could put up a screen?
Says Dr. Kendrick. Her hair is all creamy colored and twisted up on her head.
A TV?
I whisper to Ma.
There's one over there.
It's way bigger than the one in room. There's dancing and the colors are much dazzlier.
Actually, yeah. Could he maybe sit there at reception? That would distract him better.
The Pilar woman is behind the table talking on the phone. She smiles at me, but I pretend I don't see. There's lots of chairs. Ma chooses one for me. I watch her going with the doctors. I have to grip onto the chair, not to run after her. The planet's changed to a game of football with persons with huge shoulders and helmets. I wonder if it's really happening for real or just pictures. I look at the fish glass, but it's too far. I can't see the fish, but they must be still there. They can't walk. The door where Ma went is a bit apart. I think I hear her voice. Why are they taking her blood and pee and fingernails? She's still there even though I don't see her. Like she was in room all the time I was doing our great escape. Old Nick zoomed off in his truck. Now he's not in room and he's not in outside. I don't see him in TV. My head's worn out from wondering. I hate the mask pressing. I put it up on my head. It's got a stiff bit with a wire inside, I think. It keeps my hair out of my eyes. Now there's tanks in a city that's all smashed into bits. An old person crying. Ma's a long, long time in the other room. Are they hurting her? The Pilar woman is still talking on the phone. Another planet with men in a ginormous room talking, all in jackets. I think they're kind of fighting. They talk for hours and hours. Then it changes again, and there's Ma, and she's carrying somebody, and it's me! I jump up and go right to the screen. There's a me like in Mirror, only I'm tiny. Words sliding underneath. Local news as it happens. A she person is talking, but I can't see.
Bachelor Loner converted the garden shed into an impregnable 21st century dungeon. The despot's victims have an eerie pallor and appear to be in a borderline catatonic state after the long nightmare of their incarceration.
There's when Officer O tried to put the blanket on my head and I don't let her. The invisible voice says,
the malnourished boy, unable to walk, is seen here lashing out convulsively at one of his rescuers.
Ma! She doesn't come. I hear her calling.
Just a couple more minutes.
It's us! It's us in TV! But it's gone blank. Pilar is standing up pointing at it with a remote and staring at me. Dr. Clay comes out. He says mad things to Pilar. On again. It's us. I want to see us.
I'm terribly, terribly sorry.
Jack, would you like to join your mom now?
Dr. Clay holds out his hand. He's got funny white plastic on it. I don't touch.
Mask on, remember?
I put it over my nose. I walk behind, not too near. Ma's sitting on a little high bed in a dress made out of paper, and it's split at the back. Persons wear funny things in outside.
They had to take away my real clothes.
It's her voice, though I can't see where it comes out of the mask. I climb up to her lap all crinkly. I saw us in TV.
So I heard. How did we look?
Small. I'm pulling at her dress, but there's no way in.
Not right this minute.
She kisses me instead on the side of the eye, but it's not a kiss I want.
You were saying?
I wasn't saying anything.
About your wrist, yes. It'll probably need to be broken again at some point.
No!
Shh, it's okay.
Ma tells me.
She'll be asleep when it happens.
Says Dr. Kendrick, looking at me.
The surgeon will put a metal pin in to help the joint work better.
Like a cyborg?
What's that?
Yeah, a bit like a cyborg.
Says Ma, grinning at me.
But in the short term, I'd say dentistry is the top priority. So I'm going to put you on a course of antibiotics right away, as well as extra strength analgesics.
I do a huge yawn.
I know. It's hours past bedtime.
If I could just give Jack a quick checkup?
I said no already.
What does she want to give me? Is it a toy? I whisper to Ma.
It's unnecessary,
she says to Dr. Kendrick.
Take my word for it.
We're just following the protocol for cases like this.
Oh, you see lots of cases like this here, do you?
Ma's mad. I can hear it. He shakes his head.
Other trauma situations, yes, but I'll be honest with you, nothing like yours. Which is why we need to get it right and give you both the best possible treatment from the start.
Jack doesn't need treatment. He needs some sleep.
Ma's talking through her teeth.
He's never been out of my sight, and nothing happened to him. Nothing like what you're insinuating.
The doctors look at each other.
I didn't mean...
All these years, I kept him safe.
Sounds like you did.
Yes, I did.
There's tears all down Ma's face now. There's one all dark on the edge of her mask. Why are they making her cry?
And tonight, what he's had to, he's asleep on his feet.
I'm not asleep.
I understand completely. Height and weight, and she'll deal with his cuts. How about that?
After a second, Ma nods. I don't want Dr. Kendrick to touch me, but I don't mind standing on the machine that shows my heavy. When I lean on the wall by accident, Ma straightens me up. Then I stand against the numbers, just like we did beside Dor, but there's more of them, and the lines are straighter.
You're doing great.
Dr. Kendrick writes things down a lot. She points machines in my eyes and my ears and my mouth.
Everything seems to be sparkling.
We brush all the times we eat.
Beg your pardon?
Slow down and speak up.
We brush after we eat.
I wish all my patients took such care of themselves.
Ma helps me pull my t-shirt over my head. It makes the mask fall off, and I put it back on. Dr. Kendrick gets me to move all my pieces. She says my hips are excellent, but I could do with a bone density scan at some point. That's a kind of x-ray. There are scratchy marks on my inside hands and my legs. That's from when I jumped out of the truck. The right knee has all dried blood. I jump when Dr. Kendrick touches it.
I'm sorry.
I'm against Ma's tummy. The papers increases. Germs are going to jump in the hole and I'll be dead.
Don't worry. I've got a special wipe that takes them all away.
It stings. She does my bitten finger, too, on the left hand where the dog drank my blood. Then she puts something on my knee. It's like a sticky tape but with faces on it. They're Dora and Boots waving at me. Oh, oh!
Does that hurt?
You've made his day.
Ma says to Dr. Kendrick.
You're a Dora fan? My niece and nephew, too.
His teeth are smiling like snow. Dr. Kendrick puts another Dora and Boots on my finger. It's tight. Tooth is still safe down the side of my right sock. When I have my t-shirt and blanket back on, the doctors are talking all quiet. Then Dr. Clay asks,
Do you know what a needle is, Jack?
Ma groans.
Oh, come on.
This way the lab can do a full blood count first thing in the morning. Markers of infection, nutritional deficiencies. It's all admissible evidence, and more importantly, it'll help us figure out what Jack needs right away.
Ma looks at me.
Can you be a superhero for one more minute and let Dr. Kendrick prick your arm?
No. I hide both under the blanket.
Please?
But no, I used all my brave up.
I just need this much,
says Dr. Kendrick, holding up a tube. That's way more than the dog or the mosquito. I won't have hardly any left.
And then you'll get... What would he like?
She asks Ma. I'd like to go to bed.
She means a treat,
Ma tells me.
Like cake or something.
I don't think we've got any cake right now. The kitchens are shut. What about a sucker?
Pilar brings in a jar that's full of lollipops. That's what suckers are.
Go on, choose one.
But there's too many. They're yellow and green and red and blue and orange. They're all flat like circles, not balls like the one from Old Nick that Ma threw in trash and I ate anyway. Ma chooses for me. It's a red, but I shake my head because the one from him was red, and I think I'm going to cry again. Ma chooses a green. Pilar gets the plastic off. Dr. Clay stabs a needle inside my elbow, and I scream and try to get away, but Ma's holding me. She puts the lollipop in my mouth, and I suck, but it doesn't stop the hurting at all.
Nearly done.
I don't like it.
Look, the needle's out.
Good work.
No, the lollipop.
You've got your lollipop.
I don't like it. I don't like the green.
No problem. Spit it out.
Pilar takes it.
Try an orange instead. I like the orange ones best.
I didn't know I was allowed to. Pilar opens an orange for me, and it's good. First it's warm, then it gets cold. The warm was nice, but the cold is a wet cold. Ma and me are in bed, but it's shrunk, and it's getting chilly. The sheet under us, and the sheet on us, too, and the duvet's lost her white. She's all blue. This isn't room. Silly Penis is standing up. We're in outside, I whisper to him. Ma? She jumps like an electric shock. I peed.
That's okay.
No, but it's all wetted. My t-shirt on the tummy bit as well.
Forget about it.
I try forgetting. I'm looking past her head. The floor is like rug, but fuzzy with no pattern and no edges. Sort of gray. It goes all the way to the walls. I didn't know walls are green. There's a picture of a monster, but when I look, it's actually a huge wave of the sea. A shape like skylight, only in the wall. I know what it is. It's a sideways window, with hundreds of wooden stripes across it, but there's light coming between. I'm still remembering.
Of course you are.
She finds my cheek to kiss it. I can't forget it because I'm all still wet.
Oh, that.
She says in a different voice.
I didn't mean you had to forget you wet the bed. Just don't worry about it.
She's climbing out. She's still in her paper dress. It's crunched up.
The nurses will change the sheets.
I don't see nurses. But my other t-shirts, they're in dresser, in the lower drawer. They were yesterday, so I guess they are now, too. But is room still there when we're not in it?
We'll figure something out.
She's at the window. She's made the wooden stripes go more apart, and there's lots of light. How you did that? I run over. The table hits my leg. Bam! She rubs it better.
With a string, see? It's the cord of the blind.
Why, it's...
It's the cord that opens and closes the blind. This is a window blind. It's called a blind, I guess, because it stops you seeing.
Why, it stops me seeing.
I mean you, as in anyone.
Why, I am as in anyone.
It stops people looking in or out.
But I'm looking out. It's like TV. There's grass and trees and a bit of a white building and three cars, a blue and a brown and a silver with stripy bits. On the grass.
What?
Is that a vulture?
It's just a crow, I think.
Another one.
That's a, what do you call it? A pigeon. Early Alzheimer's. Okay, let's get cleaned up.
We haven't had breakfast.
We can do that after.
I shake my head. Breakfast comes before bath.
It doesn't have to, Jack.
But...
We don't have to do the same as we used to. We can do what we like.
I like breakfast before bath. But she's gone around a corner, and I can't see her. I run after. I find her in another little room inside this one. The floor is turned into shiny, cold, white squares, and the walls are gone white, too. There's a toilet that's not toilet, and a sink that's twice the big of sink, and a tall, invisible box that must be a shower like TV person splash in. Where's the bath hiding?
There's no bath.
Ma bangs the front of the box sideways so it's open. She takes off her paper dress and crumples it up in a basket that I think is a trash, but it hasn't got a lid that goes ding.
Let's get rid of that filthy thing, too.
My t-shirt pulls my face coming off. She scrunches it up and throws it in the trash. But...
It's a rag.
It's not. It's my t-shirt.
You'll get another. Lots of them.
I can hardly hear her because she's switched on the shower, all crashy.
Come on in.
I don't know how.
It's lovely. I promise.
Ma waits.
Okay, then. I won't be long.
She steps in and starts closing the invisible door. No!
I've got to, or the water will spill out.
No!
You can watch me through the glass. I'm right here.
She slides it. Bang! I can't see her anymore except blurry. Not like the real Ma, but some ghost that makes weird sounds. I hit it. I can't figure out the way. Then I do, and I slam it open.
Jack?
I don't like when you're in and I'm out.
Then get on in here.
I'm crying. Ma wipes my face with her hand. That spreads the tears.
Sorry. Sorry, I guess I'm moving too fast.
She gives me a hug that wets me all down me.
There's nothing to cry about anymore.
When I was a baby, I only cried for a good reason. But Ma going in the shower and shutting me on the wrong side, that's a good reason. This time I come in. I stand flat against the glass, but I still get splashed. Ma puts her face into the noisy waterfall. She makes a long groan. Are you hurting?
No. I'm just trying to enjoy my first shower in 7 years.
There's a tiny packet that says, shampoo. Ma opens it with her teeth. She's using it all up so there's nearly none left. She waters her hair for ages and puts on more stuff from another little packet that says, conditioner for making silky. She wants to do mine, but I don't want to be silky. I won't put my face in the splash. She washes me with her hands because there's no cloth. There's bits of my legs gone purple from where I jumped out of the brown truck ages ago. My cuts hurt everywhere, especially on my knee under my Dora and Boots band-aid that's going curly. Ma says that means the cut's getting better. I don't know why hurting means getting better. There's a super thick white towel we can use each, not one to share. I'd rather share, but Ma says that's silly. She wraps another third towel around her head so it's all huge and pointy like an ice cream cone. We laugh. I'm thirsty. Can I have some now?
Oh, in a little while.
She holds out a big thing to me with sleeves and a belt like a costume.
Wear this robe for now.
But it's a giant's.
It'll do.
She folds up the sleeves till they're shorter and all puffy. She smells different. I think it's the conditioner. She ties the robe around my middle. I lift up the long bits to walk.
Ta-da! King Jack.
She gets another robe just the same out of the wardrobe that's not wardrobe. It goes down just to her ankles. I will be king, diddle diddle, you can be queen. Ma's all pink and grinning. Her hair is black from being wet. Mine is back in ponytail, but tangledy because there's no comb. We left him in room. You should have brought comb.
Brought. Remember, I was kind of in a hurry to see you.
Yeah, but we need it.
That old plastic comb with half its teeth snapped off? We need it like a hole in the head.
I find my socks beside the bed. I'm putting them on, but Ma says stop, because they're all filthy from the street when I ran and ran and with holes in. She throws them in the trash, too. She's wasting everything. But Tooth, we forgot him. I run to get the socks out of the trash, and I find Tooth in the second one. Ma rolls her eyes. He's my friend, I tell her, putting Tooth in the pocket in my robe. I'm licking my teeth because they feel funny. Oh no, I didn't brush after the lollipop. I press them hard with my fingers so they won't fall out, but not the bitten finger. Ma shakes her head.
It wasn't a real one.
It tasted real.
No, I mean it was sugarless. They make them with a kind of not real sugar that's not bad for your teeth.
That's confusing. I point at the other bed. Who sleeps there?
It's for you.
But I sleep with you.
Well, the nurses didn't know that.
Ma's staring out the window. Her shadow's all long across the soft gray floor. I never saw such a long one.
Is that a cat in the parking lot?
Let's see. I run to look, but my eyes don't find it.
Will we go explore?
Where?
Outside.
We're in outside already.
Yeah, but let's go out in the fresh air and look for the cat.
Cool. She finds us two pairs of slippers, but they don't fit me, so I'm falling over. She says I can be barefoot for now. When I look out the window again, a thing zooms up near the other cars. It's a van that says, The Cumberland Clinic.
What if he comes?
Who?
Old Nick, if he comes in his truck.
I was nearly forgetting him. How could I be forgetting him?
Oh, he couldn't. He doesn't know where we are.
Are we a secret again?
Kind of, but the good kind.
Beside the bed, there's a... I know what it is. It's a phone. I lift the top bit. I say, hello, but nobody's talking. Only a sort of hum. Oh, Ma, I didn't have some yet.
Later.
Everything's backwards today. Ma does the door handle and makes a face. It must be her bad wrist. She does it with the other hand. We go out in a long room with yellow walls and windows all along and doors the other side. Every wall's a different color. That must be the rule. Our door is the door that says 7, all gold. Ma says we can't go in the other doors because they belong to other persons. What other persons?
We haven't met them yet.
Then how does she know? Can we look out the sideways windows?
Oh, yeah. They're for anyone.
Is anyone us?
Us and anyone else.
Anyone else isn't there, so it's just us. There's no blind on these windows to stop seeing. It's a different planet. It shows more other cars like green and white and a red one and a stony place, and there's things walking that are persons. They're tiny like fairies.
Nah, that's just because they're far away.
Are they real for real?
As real as you and me.
I try and believe it, but it's hard work. There's one woman that's not really one. I can tell because she's gray. She's a statue and all naked.
Come on, I'm starving.
She pulls me by the hand. Then we can't go anymore because there's stairs down. Lots of them.
Hold on to the banister.
The what?
This thing here. The rail.
I do.
Climb down, one step at a time.
I'm going to fall. I sit down.
Okay, that works too.
I go on my butt. One step, then another, then another, and the giant robe comes loose. A big person rushes up the steps quick, quick, like she's flying, but she's not. She's a real human all in white. I put my face on Ma's robe to be not seen.
Oh,
says the she.
You should have buzzed.
Like bees?
The buzzer right by your bed?
We managed.
I'm Noreen. Let me get you a couple of fresh masks.
Oh, sorry, I forgot.
Sure, why don't I bring them up to your room?
That's okay. We're coming down.
Grand. Jack, will I page an aide to carry you down the stairs?
I don't understand. I put my face away again.
It's okay. He's doing it his way.
I go on my butt down the next 11. At the bottom, Ma ties up my robe again so we're still the king and the queen, like lavender's blue. Noreen gives me another mask I have to wear. She says she's a nurse, and she comes from another place called Ireland, and she likes my ponytail. We go in a huge bit that has all tables. I never saw so many with plates and glasses and knives, and one of them stabs me in the tummy. One table, I mean. The glasses are invisible like ours, but the plates are blue. That's disgusting. It's like a TV planet that's all about us. Person saying, good morning, and welcome to the Cumberland, and congratulations. I don't know for what. Some are in robes the exact as ours, and some in pajamas, and some in different uniforms. Most are huge, but don't have long of hair like us. They move fast, and they're suddenly on all the sides, even behind. They walk up close and have so many teeth. They smell wrong. A he with a beard all over says,
well, buddy, you're some kind of hero.
That's me, he means. I don't look.
How you liking the world so far?
I don't say anything.
Pretty nice?
I nod. I hold on tight to Ma's hand, but my fingers are slipping. They've wet themselves. She's swallowing some pills Noreen gives her. I know one head high up with a fuzzy small hair. That's Dr. Clay with no mask on. He shakes Ma's hand with his white plastic one, and he asks if we slept well.
I was too wired.
Other uniformy persons walk up. Dr. Clay says names, but I don't understand them. One has curves of hair that's all gray, and she's called the director of the clinic. That means the boss, but she laughs and says not really. I don't know what's the joke. Ma's pointing me a chair to sit beside her. There's the most amazing thing at the plate. It's silver and blue and red. I think it's an egg, but not a real one. A chocolate.
Oh, yeah. Happy Easter. It totally slipped my mind.
I hold the pretend egg in my hand. I never know the bunny came in buildings. Ma's put her mask down on her neck. She's drinking juice that's a funny color. She puts my mask up on my head so I can try the juice, but there's invisible bits in it, like germs going down my throat, so I cough it back in the glass real quiet. There's anyone's too near, eating strange squares with little squares all over in curly bacons. How can they let the food go on the blue plates and get all color on? It does smell yummy, but too much, and my hands are slippy again. I put the Easter back in the exactly middle of the plate. I rub my hands on the robe, but not my bitten finger. The knives and forks are wrong, too. There's no white on the handle, just the metal. That must hurt. The persons are with huge eyes. They have all faces, different shapes, with some mustaches and dangling jewels and painted bits. No kids, I whisper to Ma.
What's that?
Where are the kids?
I don't think there are any.
You said there was millions in outside.
The clinic's only a little piece of the world. Drink your juice. Hey, look, there's a boy over there.
I peek where she points. But he's long like a man with nails in his nose and his chin and his over-eyes. Maybe he's a robot. Ma drinks a brown steaming stuff. Then she makes a face and puts it down.
What would you like?
The Noreen nurse is right beside me. I jump.
There's a buffet. You could have, let's see, waffles, omelette, pancakes.
No.
You say, no thanks. That's good manners.
Person's not friends of mine watching at me with invisible rays zap. I put my face against Ma.
What do you fancy, Jack? Sausage? Toast?
No thanks. They're looking, I tell Ma.
Everybody's just being friendly.
I wish they'd stop. Dr. Clay's here again, too. He leans near us.
This must be kind of overwhelming for Jack, for you both. Maybe a little ambitious for day one?
What's day one? Ma puffs her breath.
We wanted to see the garden.
No, that was Alice.
There's no rush.
Have a few bites of something. You'll feel better if you drink your juice, at least.
I shake my head.
Why don't I make up a couple of plates and bring them up to your room?
Ma snaps her mask back over her nose.
Come on, then.
She's mad, I think. I hold on to chair. What about the Easter?
What?
I point. Dr. Clay swipes the egg, and I nearly shout. He drops it into the pocket of my robe. The stairs are more harder going up, so Ma carries me.
Let me, can I?
We're fine.
Ma shuts our door number 7 all tight after Noreen's gone. We can take the masks off when it's just us, because we have the same germs. Ma tries to open the window. She bangs it, but it won't. Can I have some now?
Don't you want your breakfast?
After. So we lie down and I have some. The left. It's yummy. Ma says the plates aren't a problem. The blue doesn't go on the food. She gets me to rub it with my finger to see. Also, the forks and knives, the metal feels weird with no white handles, but it doesn't actually hurt. There's a syrup that's to put on the pancakes, but I don't want mine wet. I have a bit of all the food, and everything are good except the sauce on the scrambled eggs. The chocolate one, the Easter, it's melted inside. It's double more chocolatier than the chocolates we got sometimes for Sunday treat. It's the best thing I ever ate. Oh, we forgot to say thanks to baby Jesus.
We'll say it now. He doesn't mind if we're late.
Then I do a huge burp. Then we go back to sleep. When the door knocks, Ma lets Dr. Clay in. She puts her mask back on and mine. He's not very scary now.
How are you doing, Jack?
Okay.
Give me 5.
His plastic hand is up and he's waggling his fingers. I pretend I don't see. I'm not going to give him my fingers. I need them for me. He and Ma talk about stuff like why she can't get to sleep, tachycardia, and re-experiencing.
Try these, just one before bed.
He's writing something on his pad.
And anti-inflammatories might work better for your toothache.
Can I please hold on to my medications instead of the nurses doling them out like I'm a sick person?
Ah, that shouldn't be a problem as long as you don't leave them lying around your room.
Jack knows not to mess with pills.
Actually, I was thinking of a few of our patients who've got histories of substance abuse. Now for you, I've got a magic patch.
Jack, Dr. Clay is talking to you.
The patch is to put on my arm that makes a bit of it feel not there. Also, he's brought cool shades to wear when it's too bright in the windows. Mine are red and Ma's are black. Like rap stars. They go darker if we'll be in the outside of outside, and lighter if we'll be in the inside of outside. Dr. Clay says my eyes are super sharp, but they're not used to looking far away yet. I need to stretch them out the window. I never knowed there were muscles inside my eyes. I put my fingers to press, but I can't feel them.
How's that patch? Are you numb yet?
He peels it off and touches me under. I see his finger on me, but I can't feel it. Then the bad thing. He's got needles, and he says he's sorry, but I need 6 shots to stop me to get horrible sicknesses. That's what the patch is for making the needles not hurt. 6 is not possible. I run in the toilet bit of the room.
They could kill you.
Ma's pulling me back to Dr. Clay. No!
The germs. I mean, not the shots.
It's still no. Dr. Clay says I'm really brave, but I'm not. I used my brave all up doing Plan B. I scream and scream. Ma holds me on her lap while he sticks his needles in over and over, and they do hurt because he took the patch off. I cry for it, and in the end, Ma puts it back on me.
All done for now, I promise.
Dr. Clay puts the needles in a box on the wall called Sharps. He has a lollipop for me in his pocket, an orange, but I'm too full. He says I can keep it for another time.
Like a newborn in many ways, despite his remarkably accelerated literacy and numeracy.
I'm listening hard, because it's me that's the he.
As well as immune issues, there are likely to be challenges in the areas of, let's see, social adjustment, obviously, sensory modulation, filtering and sorting all the stimuli barraging him, plus difficulties with spatial perception.
Is that why he keeps banging into things?
Exactly. He's been so familiar with his confined environment that he hasn't needed to learn to gauge distance.
Ma's got her head in her hands.
I thought he was okay, more or less.
Am I not okay?
Another way to look at this...
But he stops, because there's a knock. When he opens, it's Noreen with another tray. I do a burp. My tummy's still crammed from breakfast.